At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
So years ago, one of the hottest topics online was the downfall of YouTube titan Lily Singh. Lily is quite literally one of the most successful OG YouTubers from that era. You could almost call her like a female FousseyTube, only without the continuous crash outs and rises.
Oops. You wanna have some fun tonight, babe?
Honestly, her worst defense from the start has always been being kinda cringe.
Some people say I look like Sean Paul, some people say I look like Lil Wayne.
Young Moolah, baby.
And really obsessed with her identity politics.
You know, brown girls in particular seem to be species on their own, don't they? I'm sure at least once in his life, every brown guy has asked, what the hell is going through the mind of that brown girl?
Even from the very start, her content was always driven by the fact that she was Indian, often making skits and videos revolving around Indian stereotypes and tropes. This is why I also relate her to Fousey, because his early content was about being Arabic, and the common themes that are displayed in a family of that culture. But as time went on, Lily really embraced the meta of YouTube at the time, which was to broadcast yourself. She would hop on camera and rant to say something people found funny about a facet of our society.
He loves you. You think his nipples don't get cold? No, his nipples get hella cold, but he'd rather have friggin' snowball nipples than make you feel any bit of cold.
And looking back on it, it's not like any of this content was necessarily groundbreaking, but for the time it was about on par with what you would expect from the platform. And in a lot of ways, Lily was kinda leading the way, really being the mainstream voice for the Indian people. Now eventually, Lily would parlay this early fame into more like comedy skits, not so much just about being Indian.
Okay, whoa, whoa. Just because we both have the same skin color, it doesn't mean we're the same.
Yeah, we're our own people, okay? Stop comparing us.
And I feel like this is where she really hit her stride and started becoming a more mainstream figure in the YouTube space. That was still a much more niche place 10 years ago, as was the concept of an influencer and being able to make a true living online. But Lily was quickly becoming a millionaire. So she starts landing massive collaborations. She becomes friends with Ellen, she becomes friends with The Rock, and all of her videos were getting millions of views.
But I'm launching my YouTube channel soon, and I just need a little bit of advice from the only person I can get it from, you.
Right, of course, YouTube, and obviously I know YouTube. Yeah, YouTube's pretty much my world. It's pretty much like my tube, and I would love to help you get into my tube.
I guess you could say she was definitely on her way to online superstardom, and she would actually continue this run for years, amassing over 14 million subscribers on her YouTube channel, which at the time was obviously considered massive. I mean, even till this day, that is still pretty huge. But obviously, we're now just in like a different era. I would say it's been like the Mr. Beastification of YouTube. I guess you could also say the slop AI era. And it actually wasn't until around 6 years ago, almost to the day, that her life would be flipped upside down on its head. All through what looked like it could be her greatest opportunity yet. A little late with Lily Singh, her now infamous talk show that would air on NBC.
But now that I'm in this position, I'm super excited to help pave the path. And as a woman, I'm especially stoked to join this group of people. You may be thinking, hey, who's this broad and where's my straight white male host?
Now, when I reflect on this show, I do kind of have mixed feelings. Because on one hand, I would rather get a lobotomy than sit through the entire 2-season run. But on the other hand, I don't think that anyone would have been successful under the constraints they placed upon it.
Hello, my name is Lily and I ain't a white man. What's up? My skin
skin got some color and it ain't a spray tan.
Basically, the budget was so small that they had to film 90 episodes in a little over 3 months, meaning she was shooting multiple per day with an undersized writing staff.
Writers. Doesn't seem to be many options. Let's try this. Yes! Where am I? Now, this is the type of representation we should be seeing in 2019.
Oh, is this a callback audition for Quirky Best Friend of a White Lead?
So we're doing 3 episodes and 2 sketches. In one day.
And that's not to even mention that there was a massive delay from when these would be filmed and subsequently released. And I really do feel like late night talk shows rely on current events quite a bit, and this would only become much more noticeable when the pandemic hit, as a lot of the topics she was talking about now seemed beyond tone deaf, like making out with people, or going to parties, or basically just being in public places.
Now, I have noticed that my guy friends don't bring new girlfriends around me anymore, also. You know, it used to be because they thought I'd them. Okay, but now, not only can I block, I can rebound, box out, do a layup, and score! Right now.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
What the fuck is this piece of shit?
But beyond that, the biggest issue with the show, and now the biggest issue with her crumbling career, is that absolutely everything is purposely made with exclusivity and her perceived idea of equality in mind.
Oh, crap. I swung the pendulum too far. Hate when that happens. Fine, you get one.
Which basically equates to white people always being evil, you know, always being the butt of the joke, while minorities are propped up as if we are some sort of make-a-wish kids. You know, in Lily's mind, it's like we always need some sort of social savior.
I understand that for some people, white people, seeing someone like me host a show is terrifying.
I know you're used to only Jimmy's in the spotlight, but I'ma throw some melanin up in your late night.
Ball gown, okay. A little overkill, though. Maybe for when I win my Emmy. Which, let's be real, it's inevitable, because a whole bunch of older white people voting for a brown girl will help them get praise from the media.
My writer's room look like a mini United Nations. More than 50% women and people are all races.
Meanwhile, the other kid is like, oh great, another white savior. Because Daniel knows better than to hook up with some rich white lady. But at least it's inclusive, if you know what I mean.
And look, I get that this is her form of some sort of media reparations that she is trying to take into her own hands. But the whole bit became incredibly exhausting very fast. Like, there is nothing clever or new about her observations in regards to racial dynamics. And above all, it just seems like she just shits on white people over and over just for the sake of it, especially white men.
Next, lunge forward. Just like you want to lunge at Kyle's throat when he steals your idea during the board meeting and then tells you to smile more while he grabs your ass in the elevator.
I mean, don't get me wrong, using race and identity in comedy is a story as old as time. But Lily just has this very immature, shallow way of approaching the topic every single time. And I also find this all incredibly ironic, because she admits that when she initially was pitched this opportunity for this show, they really only wanted her because she was a bisexual woman of color.
Let's break down this offer properly.
Okay.
And it was explained to me the machine that is late night, and how historically late night hosts have all looked the same and talked about the same things. And this would be an opportunity to do something different and have someone different and kind of make history. And my ego likes making history. Like, it does.
You like to be the first to do things, right?
By nature, I am that type of person that's like, oh, growing up, my parents told me not to do this. I absolutely have to do this. Like, I gravitate towards the rebellion always. I know this about myself.
Something that she says over and over and over again.
Bisexual woman of color. Bisexual woman of color gets late night show. Come on. I'm more than just a bisexual woman of color, okay? I almost legally changed my name to bisexual woman of color.
But now, thanks to me,
Your kids will grow up to be bisexual women of color talk show hosts.
It's almost like when someone's trying to be in on the joke, when in reality they don't realize how hilariously ironic it is. And I think that she is incapable of doing so because her ego is so big. Now, needless to say, this show was a massive failure. The viewership was declining by the episode. And after two seasons, they eventually canned her and her diversity justice crew.
If you have a problem with me talking about being bi or a woman of color, that's fine. You're 100% entitled to your own opinion. And you can talk all about it on your TV show. Oh, wait, you don't have one.
And even beyond the issues with the actual content, I feel like her voice was often so grating. And hearing her go on these long monologues time and time again just killed my brain cells. And honestly, most of the time, it seemed like she was just trying way too hard to be funny or relatable.
I'm so single that sometimes I ghost myself just to feel any type of emotion. No worries, fam! Light one up! You're good!
And overall, I feel like this was an opportunity that was handed to Lily prematurely.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Because she did really check off the right boxes, and was also popping enough on YouTube with the right certain target demographic for them to take a swing at it.
If you're wondering why I've been chosen to host this show, it's because television is dying and the internet is thriving.
But Jesus Christ, did they strike out?
Here comes the pitch. Strike three, and he knew it. Didn't even get the bat off his shoulder.
And sadly, this all really derailed her career, her mental health, and her public perception. And what would actually make matters much worse is that in the aftermath of this fallout, Lily would go on to do a TED Talk that was also incredibly cringe.
I can't tell you how many times I forgot to wipe that chest hair off. A lot of times.
But it was also here where we learn why Lily is so hell-bent on massaging her own ego through the guise of fame and success, and being quote-unquote groundbreaking. It actually all started from the moment she was born.
You see, because my mom had been told that if she gave birth to a daughter, it wasn't worth phoning home about. After all, she'd already given birth to my older sister, and this time everyone had high hopes that she would do right and have a son. But she didn't. She had me. And so there were no congratulations or Indian sweets sent our way. Just the reality that from the moment I came into this world, I was already a disappointment to so many people.
So from the start, she was destined to have an issue with the way she viewed herself and also her self-worth. It was literally ingrained in her that being born a woman was to be subservient to men. Obviously something that can create a massive issue with someone's self-image.
He said that I had done what no one else could have done, and I had made the family name proud. Me, Lily, the baby born a girl.
I am attracted to influence and power because I always felt like that's how I had to change people's minds.
So this then defined who she was as a person, really for her entire life. And it's like the only way that she could get back at her family and prove them wrong is to have this massive chip on her shoulder. So it's like all of her work ethic and even eventual success was driven out of spite, rather than anything positive, and it's like she just cannot let that go.
It would be naive for me to sit here and say that a lot of my success is not because I had a desire in me to prove people wrong.
Like, you had to work 10 times as hard as the male that they were hoping for, the boy that they were hoping for.
I had to literally become a superhero.
Because honestly, a lot of people are driven to success by wanting to, like, prove people wrong. But usually at some point once they've made it, they can do some self-reflection and realize, oh, well, if they didn't want me, well, fuck them. And fuck it.
There I was, Lily, the baby born a brown girl, rubbing elbows, or at least time slots, with comedy royalty.
Now, even with that all being said, she still crones on about the fact that her show was not successful, basically crying that no one wanted to hear her shallow-ass perspectives on social politics.
The silver lining is that we'll finally get a different perspective in late night. A little bit of melanin, a dash of queer, a different take on things. Let's do this! But my take was almost...
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Never included in topical media news coverage roundups. You know, we still got the same voices, the same perspectives, even though someone and something different was literally in the next time slot. I kept trying to pull up my seat. You know, I kept trying to join the dinner conversation. I kept trying to ask for a more supportive seat. But every time I would be told that I should be grateful to have a seat in the first place.
While also blaming her race and her sexuality for her eventual cancellation. Almost like saying, oh, the world just wasn't ready for these messages yet from someone who looks like me.
I would receive notes like, don't be so loud. Don't be so big. Don't be so angry. Smile more. And my all-time favorite, don't over-index on the South Asian stuff. Now, unfortunately, the budget wasn't based on the importance or significance or historic nature of the show. It was based on the 1:30 a.m. time slot that we had. So a true investment is one that values potential over proof. Because so often that proof doesn't exist for women. Not because we aren't qualified, but because we haven't been given the opportunity. In other words, if you're trying to be inclusive, don't give someone new a seat made of straw until they prove they deserve a better one.
When in reality, the messenger had truly not earned her place at the table, as she likes to say. Just watching the show, it was beyond obvious that Lily skipped a bunch of steps, and was more or less thrown to the front of this line. Because pretty much almost every late-night host has spent years grinding stand-up, maybe in some writing rooms, or doing some sort of other hosting, you know, like live performance type of jobs. And while yes, she had done some live shows in the past, Lily was still prematurely given this job, and when she tried to step out of the YouTube bubble, it was beyond obvious that she was not prepared. And when you combine that with her massive ego and improperly placed chip on her shoulder, it was really destined for failure. I mean, even when she won some sort of award that I'm guessing was bought and paid for, I think it was like Female Comedian of the Year, she was so incredibly cringe and not humble at all in her acceptance, she was actually very spiteful.
Thank God! Because this has been exhausting, honestly. A lot of you recognized me from that show that your publicist told you not to do because then you couldn't get on one of the Jimmys. It's fine, honestly, whatever. I honestly don't care. I'm not even hurt. I don't even care. It's whatever. I'll be me, Kyle, my manager, they're all here. Someone applaud them. You don't know them. They're strangers, but do it anyways. Oh, like I want to say things like, I don't deserve to be here. Like, I don't deserve to be in this room because women always have to downplay our accomplishments. Not today!
And I feel like for the last couple of years, Lily has definitely been laying kinda low. Like, I really think the failure of her late night show did a lot of damage to her ego and her self-esteem. And I think she really felt like at that point everyone had kind of turned on her.
I guess in my delusional brain, I was like, they're like my family and they got my back. And then when I did late night, to see that so many creators on YouTube like tore me apart.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Chumba. Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At the first chance they got, it was this irrational sense of betrayal.
But now she has released this independent film. It's like her brainchild of around 7 years under her production company called Unicorn Island Productions.
We friggin' made a movie, y'all! We friggin' made a movie!
And I'm gonna let you guys take a guess about who's the star of this show.
Hello, everyone. I'm Miss Singh, and I'll be teaching sex ed. The only person who should be entering you is Jesus. I can't teach this class.
Why not?
But wait, guys, let's give it a chance. Maybe this piece of content is about something other than identity politics.
For everyone, you made a sex comedy featuring someone that looks like you. Like, it's not gonna be for everyone. I even know it's not perfect. So one of the things that filmmakers that are like minority groups struggle with a lot is that most critics, not all, are white men. And so when you have a movie like this where like there's barely any white men in the movie, it's a thing that we discuss that's like, it's a little tough.
Yeah, well, this is gonna suck.
I've been dating this DJ and she has been remixing my pussy like, uh-oh.
Experiment with your sexuality, girl.
Are you my mommy? You want to see my little baby wiener? She's in my diaper.
The movie is called Doing It, where Lily stars as a 40-year-old virgin who has been assigned to teach sexual education.
You're still a virgin?
Shut up!
Maya, that's weird!
Now, I won't lie to you guys, I have not watched this movie yet, but y'all let me know down in the comments if you do want me to do a separate review of it. Because honestly, it does seem pretty raunchy, like there was even some scenes from the trailer I could not include in this. Now, the last thing I really wanted to touch on here is that Lily, or perhaps her publicist, has from my perspective been buying views and comments on not only her videos, but also anywhere she has gone recently to do an interview. I mean, just look at this string of comments from her most recent video where she goes to her movie premiere and compare it to this interview she did, or even this interview she did, or that interview she did, or this piece of content she did, and the comments are all bots and not just normal stuff like those nasty things trying to lure you to nasty websites. They all just say completely irrelevant stuff, but it's always the same, oh, this is a masterpiece, or this news is really well written, or there's a great piece of journalism. And that is why it is my belief that she or her team are botting these comments to try and make her seem more relevant than she is in 2025, which is honestly perfectly in line with her career, where she seems to think she is much more important and groundbreaking than she really is.
I could break a system, break a mold, do something different, and blow the door wide open. Mm-hmm.
I mean, she's gone on some podcasts with some pretty major production value, and these videos are months old, sitting at like 200 or 300 views. But yes, this was all kind of just a dive into the pool of Lily Singh and why her career kind of failed and stalled out. I mean, don't get me wrong, for some time, she was very successful. She did help pioneer and lay the ground of what YouTube would eventually become, and is at least part of the reason why some people have moved on and done decently well in the more mainstream space. But I do really think it's all a great lesson that sometimes what
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
What you think could be your greatest opportunity can actually totally derail your career and your life. So you really do have to be careful with what you say yes to. And I really think that you should never go all in on something just for the sake of making history. when in reality it really just all aided in a historical downfall. But either way, I want to know what you guys think about the career of Lily Singh down below. Were you a fan of her when you were a kid? Are you now like 30 years old with a family? Either way, I do want to thank you guys for watching today's video, dropping a like and subscribing. But as you guys know, it's been your boy the Tan Superman covering that Tan Superwoman. And some other fallen off YouTubers out here need to be covered, so I'm out. Peace.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.